It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. July 31st, 1910, Dr. Holly Crippen was arrested when the boat he was on docked in Quebec. He was the first person to be caught as a result of a wireless telegraph. 1923, Stephanie Kwolek was born. She was a scientist and the creator of Kevlar. 1954, a six-year research program found that Los Angeles smog was caused by chemical reaction between sunlight on auto and industrial emissions. 1971, Apollo 15 astronauts become the first to ride a lunar rover. Astronaut David Scott was the driver. 1980, Radio Shack introduced the TRS-80 pocket computer for $230. The TRS-80 color computer with the Motorola 6809E CPU for $399. And the TRS-80 Model 3 with a Z-Log Z80 processor for $699. 1990, the DNA Advisory Committee of the National Institute of Health approved experiments in gene therapy. 1994, the Interactive Digital Software Association announced a rating system for video games based on violence, sex, and language it contained. 1996, Windows NT 4.0 was officially released. The version of the operating system featured an update of the user interface to match Windows 95. 1997, version 3.03 of Netscape Navigator was released. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site. I back up on-site in my house in many ways. But if fire, flood, theft, or other natural disasters happen, you know, tornado season is coming up, my Carbonite backup will save me from losing it all. Photos, documents, my life. Best part is I can access my backup files from another computer when I log into the Carbonite service. Even those vacation photos right to my phone using the Carbonite mobile app. Save yourself from total loss. Get a 15-day free trial over at geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Or if you are a small business, save your business data for under $300 a year by going to geekazine.com/carbonite. That's geekazine.com/carbonite. Back up now before it's too late. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, Intel released the 1.13 GHz Pentium 3 processor, incorporating 44 million transistors in a 0.13 micron process. It was codenamed Tulletin. 2003, Felix Baumgartner becomes the first man to cross the English Channel by unpowered flight. He jumped from a plane about 30,000 feet above Dover, England, and glided 22 miles across the channel. 2008, Sun announced that they would be entering into the cloud by creating a business unit for it, and California judge ruled that Sprint's early termination fees were illegal. 2009, Google, in a heated debate over copyright law, pushed Congress for a new and better copyright law. And Joel Tenenbaum was found liable after testifying he did it for violating copyright law in swapping music. Music studios focused on 30 songs, and Tenenbaum was ordered to pay $675,000 or $22,500 per song. 2012, Twitter introduced ticker symbols for finance searches. Entering $GOOG would get you Google's stock price, for example. Also in 2012, a Facebook post of "Where Are They Now?" reopened a 25-year-old murder case where two brothers were found innocent because one person, who they thought was innocent, went looking for clues and found them. Hotmail announced a revamp of their mail system. Hotmail became Outlook and includes Facebook and Twitter links. And in 2013, Google, in conjunction with Level 3 Communications, began providing Wi-Fi at Starbucks locations. The Wi-Fi would become 10 times faster than its predecessor of AT&T, who took over the service from T-Mobile back in 2008.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.